We continue in Sefer Tomer Devorah. We're in the middle of Perek Sheni, and we're up to Hadaled Harevi'i, the fourth practical pe'ula to emulate Keter. Hi Ariel, how are you? Let's try to do some here together. Hadaled. Sheyehu oznav, in the middle of Perek Sheni, Sheyehu oznav notot tamid lishmoa hatov. Till now we spoke about the general midah of Keter, which is anava, the midah of machshava, and the midah of metzach, and now oznaim, the ears. Sheyehu oznav notot tamid lishmoa hatov. That a person should make sure his ears are always inclined to hear positive, to hear what's good. You know, a person can train himself, could train his ears to hear what they want to hear, as we know. And therefore, just like that can have a negative side to that, there is a positive side to it, and that is if a person trains himself to hear the ma'alot. There are some people that when you give a report about someone, what they will hear is only the negatives. The negatives shine, you know, are highlighted in their mind. It's possible for a person to train himself to hear louder the positive signs. And that is something that emulates oznaim of Keter. Omnam shema shav o hamegune, anything that is shav, which means divrei hevel, shekel, reports of, you know, all types of political news that are nonsense, that are false, that are a waste of time, he doesn't hear it, doesn't go into his ears. O hamegune, surely derogatory things, negative things, lo ikanes bahem klal. They don't even enter into the ears of the person who is emulating the oznaim of Keter. Kederech shesod ha'azana ha'elyona, just like when it comes to the sod of the ears of Keter. En shum tza'akat din velo pegam lashon hara nichnas shan. No dinim, no harsh judgments, no lashon hara goes into the ears of Keter Elyon. Kach lo ya'azin, so too the person does not hear, does not listen, ela hatovot ve'adevarim hamo'ilim. You know, in Hebrew, there are two words. There's lishmoa, and then there is leha'azin. I believe that in English we also have those two words. There is to hear, and there is to listen. To hear means your ears hear the commotion, it hears the noise. Listen means you're paying attention, you're understanding. That's leha'azin. Tihyena oznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. In fact, in Hebrew there's a third word, lehakshiv. That means to listen more attentively, with more attention. So he says, "Lo ya'azin ela tovot ve'advarim ha'moinim." To say that you won't hear anything bad, that's maybe practically impossible. But what will you listen to? He will listen only to the good things and to things that are constructive, that make him better. U'shara devarim ha'magbirim ka'as lo ya'azin alehem klal. But things that only engender ka'as and anger, he doesn't listen to them at all. Ukemoshe anachash vediburo ulshono eno nichnas lemala. Just like the nachash kadmoni, that's the Satan, that's the malach hamavet, that's the yetzer hara, and his words do not reach lemala; they don't go all the way up to Keter. Remember, we learned in Perek Rishon. Yichbosh avonotenu, in the midah of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu downplays, he presses down avonotenu. He doesn't let the avonot go all the way up to Keter, whereas the mitzvot he highlights, he brings them all the way up to him. So too, there is a pasuk in Parashat Balak, Lo hibit aven beYaakov velo ra'a amal beYisrael. Well, maybe that is more nogea to the next one, Enayim. But also by Oznaim, Hanachash v'diburo ulshono eno nichnas lemala, kach lo yikanes elav shum davar megune. Anything that is derogatory doesn't enter his ears. V'hainu lo tisa shem hashav. Now we learn a deeper meaning, he says, of the pasuk, lo tisa shem hashav. Pasuk in Mishpatim. That from here is the makor where we learn one of the averot of Lashon Hara. Also we learn, lo tisa, al tikre tisa, ela lo tasi, to give over a report of Lashon Hara, we learn from this pasuk. But the pshuto shel mikra, lo tisa shem hashav. What's lo tisa shem hashav? Do not bear a negative report about someone. Bear means don't carry it with you. But here we're learning also deeper, lo tisa, it doesn't come up to you, it doesn't come up to your ears even. The Shema Hashav, you don't hear. You've trained yourself, your ears, so well that you only hear the positive. You don't hear the negative. Kol sheken she'al dibur ha-megune. Surely anything that is derogatory and foul, shelo yikanes le'ozno klal, it doesn't even enter his ears. Ve'lo tiye kashevet, his ears do not hear attentively, ela devarim atovim, only the good things. That's Oznaim of Keter. And similarly, Hahe, the fifth one, Enav, the eyes of Keter, lo yistakel bahem b'shum davar megune. The eyes of Keter do not look at anything that is derogatory, that is bad, that is tameh, that is ma'us. Omnam tiyena tamid pekuchot lehashgiach ulrachem ala umlalim kefi kocho. It's not just that he closes his eyes, like it says in the pasuk in Mishle, otzem enav mereot bera, that a person closes his eyes from seeing evil. It's not enough just to close your eyes. You have to have wide open eyes for what? Lehashgiach ulerachem ala umlalim kefi kocho, to see the needs of people who are in need as much as he can. Uchsheire betzarat ani lo yatzom enav klal. And when he sees the tzara of a poor person, he doesn't close his eyes. He doesn't ignore, like the Torah told us, lo tuchal leitalem. Maybe you can say that the pasuk is meramez that a person is supposed to reach a level where lo tuchal leitalem, that he's not even able to ignore it. He trained his eyes so well that he's not able to ignore a loss of someone else or a need of someone else. Lo tuchal leitalem. That's not the pshat. The pshat is you're not allowed to be mitalem. But lo tuchal also means you can't. What do you mean you can't? He reached a point where his eyes cannot ignore the need of someone who needs. Ela yitbonen bedato alav kefi kocho, is constantly thinking about that person as much as he can. What can I do to help him? Ve'orer rachamim alav bifnei shamayim ubifnei haberiyot. And he does all that he can to awaken rachamei shamayim by praying for the person, or bifnei haberiyot, by asking for help for the person. Ve'itrachek mikol hashgacha ra'a. And he should distance himself from any kind of bad sight. Any kind of bad sight. That of course includes things that are not sanua, things that are not modest. He closes his eyes from seeing such things. That's in emulating the midah of Keter. Also, he doesn't like to see shame of his friend. He doesn't like to see when his friend is ashamed. I had someone, a friend, when I was young, an older boy, he taught me, when someone comes out of the bathroom, don't look at him. Hear that? You ever heard such instruction? I got that instruction once from a bachur in the Bet Midrash when I was in high school. For some reason, he took me under his wings and he gave me some good advice. And I remember some of the things that he told me. And this is one of the things that he told me. Don't look at someone who just came out of the bathroom. Interesting. I don't know if I understood it at the time. I don't know if I understand it now. But a little bit we get that any time that there is, that the dignity of a person is compromised, you don't have to look. Like I told you, I'm sure, many times, someone is pulled over. Don't cause traffic. Don't start rubbernecking. Let me see if he's from my shul, if he's from my neighborhood, if I know him or not. Zero mishaneh, it doesn't help. And besides, he's embarrassed, doesn't want you to see. That's eyes that are being trained in the midah of keter, v'itrachek mikol hashgacha ra'ah, kederech sheha'ayin ha'elyona, just like the eye of keter, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pekucha is open, u'mistakelet tamid el atov. Is always looking to the good. There's nothing more beautiful than we can hear than this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye, Hahi ena pekicha, that we always find this lashon, Hahi ena pekicha, that open eye, what is it open to? It's open el hatov. That's what it's open. Lo hibit aven v'yakov, ve'lo ra'ah amal v'yisrael. So that's about the oznaim and about the enaim.